Is it on now?
Yep.
There we go. All right. I want to give a brief testimony this morning about Judy and I. And we've been here for, going to this church for over 3 years now. And in the last church that we went to, I taught Sunday school for adults. And once in a while, I would stand in for the pastor when he was gone and give a sermon. Through the years, Judy and I have served the Lord in several different areas. At one time, we dressed up like clowns and did a ministry that way for kids. And we drove the bus, hauled a lot of kids in from all over town in Leavenworth. We also did a puppet ministry at one time. And then we just kind of drifted away from the Lord for different reasons that don't want to go into. But in the last 10 years, we've been serving the Lord, and I love him very much. And I'm so thankful for what the Lord has done in Judy and I's life, the miracles that he's done. And I just want to praise him this morning. This morning, I just had this message laid on my heart when Stan asked me to fill in. And so I'm very humbled this morning. This is a great church, and I feel honored to be up here. A lady, she had a whole basket full of eggs. And these were all fertilized eggs. And she took them into the chicken coop and put them into the basket and laid them in there a certain way, all around real nice. And then she picked up the old laying the setting hen and set her on top of those eggs. And that hen sat there day after day. Once in a while, she would jump down, eat a little bit, jump back up, get some water, go back, sit on those eggs. Day after day after day. 10 days. 20 days went by. Still nothing. And then a little bit of noise came from under her. And she knew that it was time. And little by little, on the 21st day, they started hatching out. That is waiting. That is waiting for something miracle to happen. Okay, so what I'm going to talk about this morning is waiting, and nobody likes to wait. But you know, Abraham had to wait 25 years for his first son to be born. The promised son, 25 years he waited. Daniel, he waited 21 days for an answer for his prayer. He had prayed and no answer from the Lord, and he waited and waited and waited. And the angel that was going to give him the answer had been held up by Satan, by evil angels, until he could get there. And this morning we just went through that, but Luke in 2:25, Simeon waited his whole life to see the baby Jesus. You know, that's waiting. Your whole life, just to that. You know, I just want to talk a little bit about the world that we live in right now. Everything is speeding up faster and faster. It seems like we can't not get things done quick enough. You know, we have the internet now. We have the cell phones now. And it's just constantly moving faster and faster. And also the wickedness that is going on in this world right now is just unbelievable. You know, here I am in my senior years, and through all this time have been free. But I stop and look back through the years, what I have seen, you know, through the wars that we've had. And during this time in my youth, when I was in my teens, there was a riots going on, civil rights, all that stuff has gone on through the years. But right now we're going through a time of just, there's no end to people. They get so upset because they have to wait. Can you imagine when you go into a grocery store and you have to wait for just a few minutes to check out? People get irritated and mad. I work in retail, so I see this all the time. I can remember back when my mom and dad used to shop at AMP grocery store. They had like two checkout people there, and the lines were backed up on a Friday night for everybody buying their groceries, and nobody said anything. That was normal. You know, that was just normal to wait. Everything has to be right now. There's no waiting for anything. A hymn that I'd like to share with you, and I like old hymns, and through the years I've memorized them. You know, you can make a sermon out of a hymn. But when the promise seems to linger, long delayed, and I tremble lest perhaps it come too late, still I hear that sweet-voiced angel ever saying, though it tarry, it is comely, only wait. In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18, so the Lord must wait for you to come to him, so he can show you his love and compassion. For the Lord is a faithful God. Blessed are those who wait for his help. You know, it's if you stop and think about it, our God is so much waiting just for us to wait for him. He's waiting for you to see if you are waiting for him. And waiting is a discipline that we have to, to get used to. It's a part of spiritual life to wait. And in all of our wanting and things that we want, you always have to wait. You know, and when we say a prayer, we expect the Lord to answer it right away. But if you are praying for something, then you have to take care of yourself. If you try to take care of it yourself, you're going to mess it up. You know, every time I've prayed for something and I'm waiting for the Lord to answer, and I get myself involved into it, I mess it up. You know, God's timing is perfect. Another hymn I like here is, when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what glory he has shed on our way. While we also do good will, he abides with us still and with all who are trusted and obey. In the verses that I've chose this morning, the Lord has lifted me out and saved me from a life of destruction. And in Mark 4, 26 and 29, you're going to find there is waiting, patient, praying, and sowing. I want to read you Mark. Excuse me a minute. In Mark 4, 26 and 29, is the parable of the growing seed. And he said, the kingdom of God is if a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow by he himself, he does not know how. For the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, after that the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle to cause the harvest to come. And in this here, the time to wait for the seed to grow, you know, if a farmer would plant his grain, and then he would next day go out and try to dig it up, see if it was growing or not, he would ruin his crop. So, you know, you have to wait. Everything in this world is, you're just going to have to stop and wait. Some other examples in the Bible of people that had to wait. In Genesis 26, there was a drought in the land. And Isaac at that time, he wanted to leave. The drought was so very bad that nothing was growing. People were dying from it. And he wanted to leave and go to Egypt. But the Lord told him to stay there and plant a crop. So he planted his crop. He obeyed what the Lord told him to do. He planted his crop, and when he went to harvest it, he harvested 100-fold. In 1 Kings 17, Elijah and the widow of Zarephath, you know, God told Elijah to go to Zarephath. There was a widow there, and she had a small measure of meal that she was going to fix it for herself, make a small cake, and her son and die. But when he went there, he told her, he says, go ahead and make me a cake first. And so she did. She obeyed him. And when she did that, well, then they had a continuous amount of cake, food, everything they ever needed. Okay, in Psalms 40 and 4, the blessing. The Lord, all the joys of those who trust the Lord, who have no confidence in the proud, or in those who worship idols. You know, and the thing of idols or lies, people tend to worship things in this world that they shouldn't. You know, I think everybody is trusting in the government. I'm not anymore. But, you know, the government can be an idol. And we need to look at the things that we worship, you know, things that we are so interested in. Excuse me. In Galatians 6 and 7, you see what you sow, you shall reap. And in our Sunday school class last week, we were talking about this. And, you know, this can be either a good way or a bad way. If you sow to the bad way, or you can sow to the good way. The good way is if you sow love to people, you're going to get love back. If you sow hate, you're going to get hate back. If you my train of thought is off of today. I'm sorry. In Isaiah 40:31, but those who wait for the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not go weary. They will walk and not faint. You know, we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring us. You know, it could be anything. The way our government is going now, the way everything is in this world right now, the wickedness that's going on, we just don't know what's going to happen to us. And there's only one thing that there's no truth anymore. The big thing is right now, the only thing that you can lie on that is truth is God's word. That is the only thing that is true anymore. And I'm sorry. I just haven't done this for so long. I'm just a little bit out of sorts here, and I'm real sorry about it. But I just want to say that I do love the Lord very much, and I love His Word. I love all things He does for us, for the things He's done for Judy and I in the past. I want to share this with you. This is coming from my heart. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from His sunshine, for its eyes may turn to gray. I don't worry over the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside Him, for He knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Amen. With that, I'm going to close, and I want to pray. Lord Jesus, we're thankful for this day. We're thankful for Your love. We're thankful for Your care that You give us. For You are the great and mighty God. You are the King of Kings. You are our Savior. You are our Lord. And Lord, I just pray that You would bless each person here this morning, that You would touch them with Your mighty hand, that Your presence be with them in all things. And we thank You for all things. In Your name we pray. Amen.